Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Jeremiah as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 through 34.
But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more.
The prophet Jeremiah is called by God to deliver divine words to his people, the Israelites. The message is first one of judgment. Jeremiah is sent to confront Israel's sin against God. While God has remained faithful to Israel, Israel has not reciprocated this faithfulness. They've worshipped other gods and they've disobeyed God's commands. Jeremiah announces that as a consequence for their sin, Israel will experience exile from their land for 70 years. But Jeremiah also provides hope for the future. Israel is unable to keep the current covenant, the agreement between them and God to be faithful to one another. So God says he will one day make a new covenant. Under this new covenant, God says, I will be their God and they shall be my people. They will all know me. At the heart of this new covenant is a personal relationship with God. Knowing him not just as a God, but as my God. Not living off secondhand information about God, but by my own experiences with him. A personal belonging to God is at the core of this new covenant. What will grow out of this relationship? Both obedience and freedom from sin. God says he will write his law on his people's hearts. This means God's people will have the desire and power to obey him. And God also says that under this new covenant, all sin will be forgiven and put away. In other words, the power and guilt of sin will no longer have a hold on God's children. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus is talking to his disciples about his impending crucifixion, and he says this. This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. So here we see that Jesus is the one who establishes the new covenant. Jesus sacrificed his own life and then rose from the dead so that the promises of Jeremiah might come to be. Through Jesus, people can know and belong to God, and they then receive the power to obey God and find freedom from their sin. If you are in Christ, this reality is true of you. But if this is so, then why do our lives as followers of Christ often not reflect this reality? We still sin. We still feel the weight of shame. In his book, Rest and More, Pastor Ben Stewart says this. Jesus doesn't set us free from the struggle, but to struggle. So yes, we belong to Jesus and we're given new hearts. But this doesn't mean we don't still struggle with sin and shame. We just now have the power to fight those things. And the way we grow in this direction is by coming back to the heart of the new covenant, that we belong to our loving Father. One theologian said it this way. Growth in Christ is not centrally improving or adding or experiencing, but deepening. Implicit in the notion of deepening is that you already have what you need. Christian growth is bringing what you do and say and even feel into line with what, in fact, you already are. Who are we? We are children of God. We belong to Him. We are united to Him. And it is deepening into this belonging to God that leads to obedience and freedom from shame. Let's see how this plays out. When we're assured of our belonging to God, we won't go searching to find our identities in things like achievements or acceptance from others. When we're assured of our belonging to God, we won't sit in the disintegration and alienation of shame, but we'll draw near to our loving Father. Are you living out the reality that belonging to Jesus is the core of who you are? Take a moment to go to God and ask Him to ground you in your identity as His loved child. I have a one-year-old son, and one of my biggest desires for him as he grows up is that he would have a secure base in the love of his family. That he wouldn't go out and try to earn his worth by getting good grades or performing in sports. That he wouldn't get into an unhealthy relationship or friend group because he's looking for something to fill a void of loneliness. I want him to know the unconditional love his family has for him. And I think it's from that place of belonging that he'll be empowered to go out and make good decisions that are life-giving to him. And you know, it's the same way with God and us. When you listen to lies such as, you need to go out and earn your worth for God, or your sin and bad decisions are just too much for God. When you believe these things, it breaks God's heart. What God wants for you is to be grounded in the message of Jeremiah 31. I am yours and you are mine. Standing on the foundation of this belonging is what will propel you into a life of growth and freedom from sin. As Ben Stewart says in his book, when a change in identity takes place, a change in activity will follow. So as you listen to the worship song, praise God for the belonging you have in Him as His loved child.
You whisper in the madness. You call my name. At the sound of your
steadfast God.